Thank you.
All right.
Before anything, thank you guys for coming. It is so nice to see so many young readers with their parents, with their guardians. So thank you. I came all the way from Vietnam.
Yes.
All the way from Vietnam. I know. I'm actually from Canada. I live in Nova Scotia, but I teach in Vietnam, and I'm a third grader as well. Or I teach in third grade, sorry. I'm not a third grader. I teach third grade. So if I do start to use any of my teaching tools, all right, feel free to take those home and use those while you're working with your kids at home as well, okay?
And hello, everyone. One more time. Hello, everyone. Thank you. My name is Oge Mora, and as I was so wonderfully introduced, I am an author, but I am also an illustrator. In fact, I'm going to let Gary tell you a little bit more as we do our book, but I'm already going to get started and
Let's go ahead to
draw.
Let's do it. This is my, well, not my first time. I got to meet, we've been on tour a little bit, so this is my, I think, maybe fourth day working with Oge in person. And she is absolutely phenomenal. So my story started all the way in Nova Scotia. I grew up in an all-black neighborhood there called Preston, the largest Indigenous black community in Canada. Growing up in Preston for me was such a joy. Growing up around people that looked exactly like me, I played basketball, baseball, I also played volleyball. And then I moved outside of my community and I traveled. Oftentimes when you travel, there's, you know, groups of people that don't necessarily look like you. And that sense of belonging kind of went away. And that's kind of how this story happened. I think for me, you can be from so many different places. And I wanted to take some of those memories from not feeling so much belonged and being, you know, in a place where you feel belonged and put them all together. And both of us created something really, really beautiful. Can we read it to you? It's okay? Yeah? Let's read it.
She's gonna
do this the whole time. And
yeah.
I mean, feel free to look at her. Don't look at me.
And so I have drawn the little boy that you will see. Actually, where do we recognize this little boy? Is he on the cover? Do we see on the cover? Yes, that is also Gary. Gary was so wonderful when I was putting together this book and I was sketching this book. He gave me a lot of his childhood photos. And so I was actually able to base the characters that you'll see in this book off of Gary's childhood photos of growing up in Nova Scotia. But not only do you see a little bit of Gary in this book, there's also a little bit of me. So as I mentioned earlier, I am an artist and I love to draw. Do I have any fellow artists in the room, people who love to draw? Do you, anybody love to draw? Can I see some hands? Do I have some fellow artists in this room? Yes, I love seeing all these hands up because my favorite thing to do when I was a kid was to draw. For my educators out there, I was your doodler. I was always doodling. In fact, I also kind of got in trouble doing that. I would doodle so much. I would like doodle on my homework. And then a teacher sent a note home to my parents being like, hey, can you please have Oge stop doodling on her homework? It's hard to read. And when my parents got that note, it was also doodled on. And so growing up, my family had a bunch of composition notebooks, and that was my sketchbook growing up. And so I always had a composition notebook on me, and I was always drawing my own comics and my own cartoons. And so when I was making this book and thinking about this little boy who loves to be creative, much like I did when I was his age, I decided that, so when you have your book, every book has something called a book jacket. Well, I would invite you, if you get a chance to take this look, at this book and other books, is to take that jacket off, because sometimes there's a surprise underneath. And when you take off this jacket, you'll find it is also a composition book, much like the one that I carried around with me when I was also a child.
That's so awesome.
And should we begin?
We should.
Yes.
I
think that's a plan. Is everyone ready? Yes. Are you for sure? Okay, then I think we should definitely begin.
Yeah. All right. And we've done this a lot. We've practiced so many times already. I'm from Oge Mora and Gary R. Gray Jr.
Right. I come from early morning wake-ups, handcrafted blankets, knitted with memories.
And I want to stop just very quickly. Oge, can you share just a little bit about this handcrafted knitted with memories?
Yeah, so I mentioned that I had used Gary's childhood photos to make this book. Well, when I read this line that There was a handcrafted blanket knitted with memories. I actually decided to take those photos, yeah. paint over them, make them into quilt squares. And so this collage is actually like knitted with memories from Gary's childhood. Yes.
So there are pictures of me and my dad wrestling. There's pictures of me and my sister. My sister's actually here. I won't give her any attention right now. She doesn't like a lot of attention, but she's also here. Is that my favorite pan-fried bologna, homemade pancakes, strawberry jam?
I come from have to beat the traffic. Boy, if you don't hurry up, I'm gonna be late for work.
Cotton candy hair, razor sharp lineups, high fades and low fades, tight ponytails and laid edges.
What's up, y'all? Rumbling, rattling, vroom!
Does anyone take a school bus? You do? Yeah, I used to take a school bus too. Good morning beats, hip-hop and vibrating seats and sunrise dancing.
This bus ain't going nowhere until y'all...
What do you think the bus driver's gonna say? What do you think he's gonna say? Pretty close. Sit down.
Four square, hoop dreams, grounders, double dutch and freeze tag. You're it, you're it.
Too soon, morning whistles.
I come from long school days.
Sky high bookshelves and dusty classics. Books that don't click with me. One or two that do. Click.
And the other kids. Can I touch your hair? You don't sound black. Do you play basketball?
How do you think the character's feeling here? What do you think? Pretty sad, right? Yeah? Where are you from?
I'm from notebooks, stubby pencils, drawing my own heroes, writing my own stories.
From honey, what you want? Caramel candy squares, butterscotch buttons, Tootsie Rolls.
From leftovers, butter biscuits, baked beans, and you better eat what's on your plate.
Bear tight cuddles, late night belly laughs, taking turns and rolling dice. Is it bedtime already?
Moon as a nightlight, soft pecks on the cheek. Sleep tight and remember, you're from.
This is one of my favorite spreads. Our dreams, hopes, ambitions, lion-like traditions.
I come from somewhere.
You did that. You did that.
Yes. All right. Thank you all so much for reading with us today. And now, because it's not because I just like drawing, but I would love to draw with everyone. And in drawing with everyone, I'm wondering if you guys might even recognize who I'm going to draw. And yeah, I'm going to draw it once because I want to see if you guys can recognize who I'm going to draw. And then I hope you guys are paying attention because then I'm going to see if Gary can draw what I've just shown you.
Let's go. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I am ready.
I'm going to be simpler than usual, Gary, just for you.
All right.
Okay. All right. No pressure. You got to do jazz hands before you draw. Warm up your fingers.
I'll give you a hint. The drawing, you might have seen...
No hints, no spoilers.
Sorry.
You're ruining my fun, Gary.
I'm sorry.
All right.
What do you think? Any guesses?
Should I draw a little bit more?
What do you guys think? What do you think it is?
That's pretty good. Should I stop?
Eyebrow.
Should I draw a little bit more?
He said it's an eyebrow.
It's an eyebrow? I should probably draw a little bit more, because it's not an eyebrow.
Good guess, okay. Though.
I got this. No pressure.
What do we think?
Should I draw a bit more?
Well, you said it's hair.
It's hair?
Yes.
Could be. Let's see. Okay. I'm going to stop messing with you all. Okay.
Ooh, do we know what it is?
Ah, it's a dog. And what type of dog? A poodle.
Have we seen this poodle before? What?
You might have to show them, Gary.
You have? Where did you see it?
I saw it.
Ah, right here. So this dog.
You might want to move. Can we see that a little bit closer?
Sorry. This dog holds a very, very special place in my heart. So when me and my sister were very young, we had a poodle, and the poodle's name was Teddy. Teddy is no longer with us, but Teddy is in so many of our family photos. So what Oge tried to do was incorporate Teddy as much as possible in the story. So I appreciate that so much.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's just because it was your dog, or I just really like dogs. Now,
we'll take that.
I'm going to see if you can follow along, Gary. Are you ready to draw?
Yeah, let's try it. Let's do it.
Because even though this might have been pretty quick, it's actually really simple. In fact, I'm wondering if even after Gary's done drawing, maybe by the time you all leave, you could also draw Teddy from the book.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Let's do it.
All right.
You guys think I can do it?
Yeah. You're in good hands,
I mean,
Gary.
You can do a little bit better. Do you think I can do it?
Yeah.
Hey, all right. There we go.
Now, the first thing I want you to do, Gary, is...
Are you going
to
coach me?
Yes!
Okay,
I want to show you the steps. So the first thing I want you to do is put the marker to the page, very hard, and then I want you to make a cloud, so a squirrely kind of cloud that's a lot like a circle.
All right.
It doesn't have to be perfect, you know? It's got to be free-forming, you know? Yep, there we go. But you can take your time, Gary. There's no rush. You don't have to be fast like me.
But you inspire me.
Okay. As long as I've inspired you. All right. And the next thing I want you to do is towards the front of our cloud.
See? Let's bring it back just a little bit.
Yeah.
You guys see? Yeah.
The next thing I want you to do is I want you to go towards the front of our cloud, and you're going to make a tiny little line.
Like
a
right
tiny
here?
Little line downward. Yes.
Like this way?
Yes.
Or this way?
Like straight down. Yeah.
Can I make it longer?
No, I think it's a good size.
Okay.
You guys think? Yeah, like so. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to make a horizontal line. Like horizontal, like this.
Like this?
And we're going to make it this direction, yes.
Can I add a nose?
Well, do it. Be patient, Gary.
Sorry. Be patient. Sorry.
And the next thing you're going to do is right at the end of your line, I want you to draw a spot right here. So a circle and fill that in. That's going to be his nose.
Like this?
Yes. And how about you make that a little bit more of a circle, Gary?
Yeah?
Yeah.
I should know how to make a circle.
Yeah.
Better?
You don't have to rush. Drawing takes time.
Okay, I got you.
It only gets faster with practice, Gary.
I got you.
Yes. And so the next thing we're going to do is you're going to make like a half circle. So think of a regular circle. We're going to make a half. And this is going to be the bottom of our dog.
So like this?
Yeah. We're going to go all the way. But we're going to go slowly that we can pay attention to our line. And we want to have that line go right around here probably.
So like this?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. It's starting to form, right? Now, this is where it gets a little bit tricky, but I'll walk you through this. So I want you to start another half circle right here towards the end our cloud right here. Just one half circle. All right. Now I want you to make a line that goes down. And it can go a little diagonal. It can go all the way down.
So
it's free.
This?
Yeah. We're going to do a line. Yes. And then we're going to do another line, but I want that line to kind of parallel the line that we have right here. So if this line's going this direction, you want another line that's also going that direction.
Like this way?
Yeah.
Straight?
Yeah. All right. And you know how we made the little cloud right here? We're going to finish this line and connect this line with another cloud. Exactly that. And then there's some space between where we have our cloud and the end right here. We're going to make another line and go straight out. And that's going to be our collar.
Straight here?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And then we're going to do another line that goes straight down. And we're going to take our time. We're not going to rush. We're going to pay attention to our line. Yes.
And what then, do you think?
Is he doing pretty good?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we're going to connect up here. So you're going to connect this line to this line. And then we're going to do one more circle, but instead of filling it in, we're going to keep it open, and we're going to draw it right here. All right. And the last two things we're going to do is first we're going to add the little doggy smile. So you can decide, maybe his mouth is open. Maybe he's sticking his tongue out. Maybe he's just smiling regular. So you can do whatever you want right here.
Here? What are
you, yep. There we go. We have a happy dog. And the last thing is, what's the last thing that our dog needs?
What are we missing?
Eyes. And that's what we're going to put right here.
Should I color it in?
Yeah.
Should I color it in? Yes.
Awesome. Not too difficult, right, Gary?
No. What do you think? I think I did a good job.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
Think we should get someone else to try?
Yeah. Would someone like to come up and try? We have an artist. Yes. Would you like to try? You want to come draw with us? Wonderful. All right. Let's draw together. So the first thing what we're going to need for our dog is we're going to need the clouds. So we're going to make one circly kind of cloud. You ready to do that?
Oh, she's ready.
Wonderful. Wow. Thank
Very
you.
Nice.
That's amazing. Does someone want to come up for the next step? Wonderful. Yes, come on down. All right. I'm going to trust you to do the front and the nose. So we're going to do our first step. We're going to have that line going down. And then we're going to have another line that is horizontal. We're going to make a horizontal line.
It's like straight out.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. What? Yeah.
Yeah, we can go that way.
And then we're going to make our nose. So maybe we'll make our nose right here. Awesome.
Very nice.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Thank you. Fabulous. Yeah. Does someone want to come up next? All right. Right here. Do you want to help us with this poodle? Don't worry. We're going to come on this corner as well. Everyone's going to join in. All right. The next thing, I am entrusting you with the ear of this poodle. That is your mission.
Do you remember what the ear looks like?
I don't think I need to tell you. You look ready to go. You going to draw that ear
you
for us?
You were watching.
Wow.
You were watching.
See, Gary? You see?
I know. Patience.
They are out drawing you, Gary.
I know. I see it. I'm learning. Yeah.
Fabulous.
That's it right here.
All right. Who's next? Yes. Do you both want to come up?
We'll both do the next steps.
Yes. Teamwork. All right. I need a collar. And you know what? We don't have to do a regular dog collar. It could be a pilgrim collar.
Oh, I like that.
It could be a t-shirt, whatever you want. Let's have a collar. So help me make the body of this dog. Yeah, it can be a collar, or maybe it's wearing a sweatshirt like you're wearing. Or it could wear, like, what did, like, those clowns have, where they have, like, the really frilly thing? It could be whatever you like.
Whatever you want, yeah.
It could be a poodle in a turtleneck. Doesn't that sound very chic, a poodle in a turtleneck? So what are we going to have? Let us know. Oh, fabulous.
I love it.
That's a very stylish collar. And do you want to give our poodle a mouth and then some eyes? All right.
Ooh. I like it too.
I'm liking this too. You guys are coming for my job. And we should have some more, because, you know, our poodle can have her body. You want to help me make the body of the poodle? Yes, come on down. Let's do this. All right. What is the bottle of our poodle going to look like? I'm just going to leave this up to you. Oh,
nice.
Going to connect the lines.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Going to connect the lines. Wonderful, wonderful. Anyone else who wants to add to our poodle? Yes. Do you want to help with the poodle's body? Oh, I love this outfit you have today.
Me too.
Ooh, I wonder how what you're gonna what the poodle's gonna wear based on what you're wearing. Ooh. Yeah, you want to keep on going, or are you happy with that? You like
happy
it like that?
That?
I like it like that too. Does anyone else want to join into our drawing? Yes, I see a hand up. Join to this poodle. He's looking really good. Believe me, I should be quaking right now about my job.
What are you going to add?
Oh, awesome. Ooh. Oh, she's going for it.
Ooh, I like it.
I like it. All right. Does anyone else want to add to our poodle that hasn't added to our poodle just yet?
Right,
yes. Mm-mm. And I have other colors, by the way, if you're tired of blue. Oh, I love it. Yes. Anyone else want to join into this poodle? What does our poodle have next? This poodle is coming together.
It is.
We might have to make a scenery. Like, where is this poodle
in
space?
I like that.
Yes. You know, sometimes poodle have like the extra hair around their legs.
I like that.
I'm loving this. Ooh.
Very nice.
Very fancy. Oh yeah. My goodness. I'm so impressed, everyone. All right. Any more to our poodle? Yes.
You already know what you want to do, I can tell.
She's like, I have a vision. Ooh, I see some stars. This is a very glam poodle. This poodle has been on the cover of Vogue. I love that.
Very nice.
Fashionable.
Yeah, very nice.
All right. So how do we feel about our poodle? He's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, the last thing I will say, the final thing that I do when I finish my drawings is one thing. It's after I'm done coloring and everything else. There's the final step I do. Does anyone have a guess? What's the final thing we do when we finish our drawings? Yes. You sign it. And I didn't make this. Who helped out with this poodle? Everyone who helped out with this poodle, I think it's appropriate for you all to come down over here and sign our community poodle.
Yeah, I'll give them some other markers.
Yes. So if you've worked on our poodle, please come on, let's sign. Let's sign. Let's finish our poodle. Do I have any other markers? I think I have some markers in my pocket.
Here's a yellow one, okay?
Oh, wonderful. Do you have a
we'll
marker? I signed the poodle. Thank you, guys. This is just beautiful artwork. Love that. Yes. I hope if there's anything that you can get from our time here today, it's just that the communities that are a part of our lives mean so much to us, and they're part of who we are. And for my fellow creatives out there, whether you like to write or you like to read or you like to draw, well, just keep on drawing, keep on writing, keep on being creative, because the beautiful thing about creativity is you never know where it's going to lead you. I never thought that being creative would lead me to be here with all of you today, but I am entirely grateful that it has. Mm-hmm. So thank you all so much for being such
a
beautiful, wonderful audience.
Thank you. Mm-mm.
Oh, you guys are spectacular.
This is so good.
I gotta take you guys on the road.
Done? Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Fabulous job. Thank you.
cute.
Has Teddy ever looked so snazzy, Gary?
No. Not at all. No. Teddy has a sweater on here.
I know. I'm very tempted to put Vogue right on top of it. GQ dog.
I like that. GQ dog.
All right. And how are we on time? You're about in?
5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah, awesome.
Do you want to open the room for any questions you might have for us?
Questions.
Either me or Gary?
Let's do questions.
Does anyone have questions?
Adults, you can ask questions too. It's okay.
Any questions? Yes! How did I make the cover of the book? That's a great question. So the thing that's interesting is because I'm the artist, I have a lot of say about how I make the artwork in every single one of my books. But the place where I don't have a lot of say is actually the cover. Because the publisher, and they're the ones who print the books that you hold in your hands, they can be very serious about a cover because that's the first thing you see about a book, right? So I actually make this cover alongside my art director, the editor, marketing, school and library. Pretty much everybody at my publisher is looking at this cover and trying to make sure it works perfectly. So I will sketch the most sketches for the cover. I think I redrew this cover at least 20, 25 times. Mm-hmm. And then when I got the final sign off, then I made the final art. And then they wanted me to change some of the stuff on the final art, so I had to change a little bit of the collage, but I finally got to make the cover. And the cover was the very last thing I made for the book.
You know what's interesting? I got to see some of the covers, and I would have picked any of them.
They're very particular. Like I've heard like marketing be like, oh, blues work really well for the market, so we really want something with lots of blues. And I'm like, what? I don't even think of these things.
Do you have any other questions?
Yes. Oh. Well, funny enough, we have an amazing literary agent named Steve Malk, and he signed Gary, and when they were looking at I'm From and thinking about it, I think maybe Steve had suggested me.
He did. He, if we know Oge, she's very busy all the time, and Steve, because we have the same agent, mentioned to me, I might know someone that has a little bit of time, and a little bit meaning like, maybe a year. So he reached out and we contacted through our editor, and I was very lucky enough to have Oge to share this journey with me the first time, my first book. So.
And one thing I'll add is I think a lot of times people think that like we're like around the kitchen table and you're like writing it and you're looking at my sketches back and forth.
It doesn't work that way.
But in fact, we didn't have a real conversation until the book was completely finished.
Yes.
So often artists and authors, you might not even know each other until the end of the book. In fact, I was with a friend at a conference and I had mentioned another illustrator I love, Daniel Minter. And I was like, oh, I just saw my friend Daniel at another conference. And they were like, oh, wow, Daniel's so great. I've never met him. I made a book with him like 5 years ago.
It's pretty wild. Because I got the illustrations, I got to look at them, and I fell in love with them right away. And then they went back to her and asked her to make some changes. And all the change, even without the changes, I was still in tears. Aww. Even without the changes. And then she made a few changes. And then I'm like, okay, well, yes, I love this part as well. So
yes.
That's a good question. Maybe one more question?
Yes. Oh, how long does it take to make a picture book? Before I ask this, I gotta take three guesses. I need three guesses. How long do you think it takes to make this picture book?
How long did it take?
Yes? 1 year? Okay, 1 year. That's our first guess. I need two more guesses. One other guess.
Three years.
Woo, we got 1 year. We got 3 years. I need one more guess. One more guess from this side of the room. One more guess. I'll take four guesses because both of your hands are up. Yes.
Seven months
and 3 weeks. Okay, so remind me of my guesses, everyone. We had 3 weeks, 7 months, 1 year.
I think 3 years.
And three years.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to do the writing for I'm From, Gary?
Roughly 3 years.
Woo, 3 years. And it took me about roughly two to do the illustrations. So five. Yeah. Making a picture book can take a really long time.
And you always feel like you're like, done. And then you send it to your editor, and they're like, not quite.
Yes.
They send it back to you.
Yes.
You edit, you revise, send it back to you. You edit and revise over and over.
Yes,
again.
For my people with the writing process, we revise and we revise. We make those changes and we make your changes. And it can be frustrating. But the wonderful thing about making those changes is you can see the story getting stronger and stronger every single time. Mm. And so it can be frustrating knowing how long picture books take, but they take a long time because there's me, there's Gary, there's the entire team of people at HarperCollins. We're looking at every little detail in that book, every little piece of paper, every period, every bit of punctuation, because we want the very best book possible, because we want all of you to have the very best book possible. Because I think the ultimate dream for all of us that work in publishing, and whichever form that is we hope if you have the best books, you might be inspired to make even better books. Mm-hmm. And that is the ultimate dream, I think, for all of us.
And I'll say lastly, as a teacher, it is extremely important that we continue to put books in kids' hands. Graphic novels are extremely popular right now. They are okay to read, right? They are not graphic in a sense where adults are looking at them and they're like, oh, they shouldn't be with kids. All kids, if they want to read graphic novels, it is okay. It is definitely okay. Picture books are not only for children. They're for middle schoolers, they're for high schoolers, and you can really have really strong conversations beyond elementary classrooms with books just like this. So if you have an opportunity, you have a middle schooler or a high schooler, you can read this book to them and ask them really deep, intentional questions about life, about journeys, about racism, about anti-bias, anti-racist like curriculum. All those things are extremely important, and they can all come from a book just like this.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone. You've been a wonderful audience. Thank you.